So as we open up to our heart space, so we want to remember that we're going to be heart-driven society. We're moving into our heart center. And as wonderful as we all are, and we are, we still have a tendency to shut down. In other words, if things have been too painful, if we haven't figured out a solution, we've had a tendency to harden the heart towards another, but primarily towards ourselves. So this is a place of new beginnings where we're allowing that heart light to shine. So just imagine there's a light. It can be just a little tiny speck. It can be just the smallest of pinpricks, but nevertheless, there's light. And so what we want to do is we want to allow that light to shine, allow that light to cascade, allow that light to reveal its brilliance. So we're allowing that light to glow. And so as we receive that light, you may feel it getting brighter and brighter and brighter still. So we want to remember that the mind always wants to understand, what does this mean? How does this help me? So we want to allow that mind to just sort of relax and just sort of go into an easy hum and allow that light to become most persuasive. In other words, to become stirred, to become active, to become whole, to become fully invested. So the more that we become custodians of the light, procurers of the light, interested in the light, subject to the light, fascinated by the light, focused on the light, this light's going to take over. And so what we want to remember is this light contains higher intelligence, in other words, the truth of self, beyond what we had previously understood. So the more that we can welcome it in, the more that we can take delight, the more that we, how would I say that? Just like, they're just showing me like a fire where these beautiful embers are just sort of building on each other. And you don't have to tell them where to go. You don't have to tell them what to do. They're very capable of finding their own way. So this is what we want to allow that light to do, is to do its thing, to find its own way. And so what we're doing is we're allowing space. We're taking our consciousness and we're saying yes to our graduated emphasis, to our graduated self, to our graduated alignment. And so the more that we say yes, you may see movement, you may see flashes of light, you may just feel glorious, you may see or feel nothing at all, it's irrelevant, because the more that we continue to smile, and that smile, of course, is that inner smile where we're welcoming ourselves at last. So we want to remember we're offering ourselves to our I Am presence, to our higher self, to the truth of self. And so the more that we offer ourselves in a welcome manner, in a welcome statehood, in a welcome presence, then this is all that's needed. So it's like taking our will and deferring to that higher counsel, to that higher knowing. So allow yourselves to receive, allow yourselves to glow, allow yourselves to shine. And so again, when we're shining, when we're shimmering, again, we're stepping out of the past assumptions. So all of us have been trespassed against. In other words, we've been falsified. Some of us call it the matrix programming. And so we want to remember that we're creator beings. And so we're the ones creating the sunshine. We're the ones stepping out of in faith. So remember, we're leaving the past paradigm of suffering, of fear, of separation, and we're moving into the new paradigm of heart-centered trust, of that heart space, of joy, of oneness, of our wholeness, of really bringing forth our engagement with our higher self, with our I Am presence, that is soon to be asserted, soon to be, what will that word be welcomed. It's beyond welcomed. It's like welcoming and recognizing you're welcoming yourself is the best way I could put that into words. So it's almost like, oh my gosh, I recognize you, I know you. So this is the whole point, that we've been functioning out of a personality self that isn't really us. It's really our reaction to the false paradigm or the programming about us. So as we will come alive, meaning as that light fully consumes us, in other words, as that light comes upon our personality, comes upon all of our present circumstance, it opens us up to more. So again, we're moving into our ascension, we're moving into the truth of self, and so we're welcoming that generously. So they asked me to use the word generously intentionally. So generous is like, oh, here's just a little bit, here's just a little sum. Generous is like a heaping, like the biggest dollop you've ever seen, like here you go. So we want to keep increasing that like delicious association of our new birth. So we want to remember, we're going beyond the past, we're going beyond the constriction, we're going beyond the fear, we're going beyond our old story, we're going beyond our personality self, and we're claiming, welcoming, considering, adopting to this light that is quite superior. In other words, just a little bit of light is way more helpful than regurgitating the past. And so this is where we're coming upon our true nature, we're coming upon our true significance, we're coming upon our true self. Now, when I said true self, there are these like etheric dolphins that, how would I say this? They're just blowing us kisses or blowing us energy to help us stay. Isn't that interesting? So the mind is like, oh, I need to worry about this, or oh, what about that? So the dolphins are here to sort of like, you're welcome, join us. There's no need to leave. There's no reason for an escape. So just really feel that joy just surrounding you, just the energy of it. We don't have to figure anything out with the mind or the intelligence. That higher assumption, that higher glory, that higher circumstance, that light of far-reaching brilliance is shifting us and changing who it is that we are, who it is that we understand ourselves to be, and how it is that we create. So again, we're creating with our light, we're creating with our master essence, we're creating with our new discovery of self. And again, the more that we just feel that opportunity, the more that we feel that light just cascading in with innocence, with readiness, with like wholesome, how would I say that? Like totally prepared. So the amount of light that you are ready to work with today, it's like here, ready to go, completely useful. And your job simply is to receive and to welcome it in and allow that new turn of consideration, that new place of discovery to take place with ease, like not hard, easy peasy. I'm here, I'm ready. I'm ready to walk this way. I'm ready to be relieved. I'm ready to leave the past, you know, clamoring, hollering, bickering, whatever it may be. It's not the answer. So we're coming upon God's glory. And again, God being our God self. So we want to keep feeling that there's no separation between what we think of as a divine being and our own divinity, our own divine self, our own divine placement. So receive light in good measure, in good measure, in good quantity, generously. Receive, receive, receive. And then allow all the beings on earth to be blessed by this new consideration of self. So what we're receiving, what we're considering, what we're agreeing with is now available for all instantly. Instantly, instantly, instantly. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.